Tax day is here. Reminders you need to know so that you don't get hit with a penalty or a scam.
Iran attacks Israel, sparking fears of a wider Middle East conflict.
And the first ever felony trial against a former U.S. president begins today.
Five on five in five. Welcome to Monday, April 15th. Megan and Steven here with you on the podcast. Megan, we had a fantastic weekend. It was a little wet on Saturday from the previous days, but no complaints for the weekend.
No. So I'm not in a kickball league, but my girlfriend is. And yesterday we were all so hot, but one of the people on her team dove to catch the ball, ended up in a massive mud puddle. And that was basically the state of yesterday, which was, it's been raining a lot.
Yeah.
But it was really hot. So maybe he got a cool off.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Because my kids' soccer games were canceled Saturday because the fields were soaked, but exactly. We still had an optional practice Sunday, which we went to. Fields were still soaked.
Yep.
Muddy shoes everywhere, but they had a good time.
That's amazing. And it's going to be similar.
Yes, it is, because today is warm. This is all courtesy of meteorologist Randy Rico. Warm start to the week, another high possibly in the low 80s today. Could inch towards a record, we'll see. Today and tomorrow will be hot and mostly dry. Can't rule out that pop-up shower here or there. Wednesday brings the better chance for rain and storms and temperatures. Well, they start to head back down for our weekend. Start thinking 50s, near 60s. Perfect for those of you who are training for the Flying Pig, which is coming up. Get those maintenance runs in as we get closer to that. So again, high of 81 tonight, low of 58. Clouds start to come in. Tomorrow's high of 78. Wednesday's high 74. But again, the storms and chances for rain. Maybe a few rumbles of thunder on Wednesday, but of course, Randy will be on top of that. And as the forecast comes into focus for the rest of the week. All right, let's jump into our headlines. First up, 5 on 5 in five, an update to a really, really just upsetting story when, kids get a hold of guns.
Absolutely. Covington toddler, shot his younger brother, according to police. And all of it stems from an incident that happened back in January when this 2-year-old boy was shot and killed by his 3-year-old brother. And just last month, a grand jury upgraded those charges for the toddler's parents from second degree manslaughter to complicity to murder. Today, they are expected in court to be arraigned on those charges. And so Kenton County's Commonwealth attorney, Rob Sanders, says that 2-year-old Khalil Adams' 3-year-old brother was not being watched when he found a gun in a drawer with a bullet in the chamber and pulled the trigger. Sadly, that bullet killed the young boy. And Sanders says the father, Tashawn Adams, stayed at the apartment and called 911, but that mother, Selena Farrell, left. Sanders says all the parents had to do to prevent this tragedy was unload that gun. Sanders says today's charges are not added charges, but instead they are upgraded charges, so they will no longer face that manslaughter charge. Right now, Adams is being held on a $25,000 bond. Farrell is being held on a $50,000 bond, and their arraignment is scheduled for 10:30 this morning.
Yes, just another reminder, lock up your guns, keep them unloaded. You can get free gun locks from most police stations in our area. Just know that when guns are out, small hands are around. They are curious, and this is what happens if you are careless with your weapons. So we'll continue to watch that story. Next up, we said at the top of the show that it was April 15th, and it might have made some of you tick sideways because it's tax day.
It is tax day. And you know what? A happy day to all of the accountants out there who get to chill after today. Just a little bit.
You made it to the mountaintop.
You really did it. And it's not too late to file that tax return or request more time because tonight is the deadline. It is possible to request an automatic 6-month extension for free through the IRS Partners website on that agency's official website. All right, so deadline is today, and of course it is paying those estimated taxes. So people that are not in direct file states, you could check out the IRS's Trusted Partners website, as I mentioned. But with those with an adjusted gross income of $79,000 or less can file with them for free. Others can use paid services, but experts do urge taxpayers to enter information correctly. People not in direct file states could check out the IRS's Trusted Partners, and those with an adjusted gross income of $79,000 or less can file with them for free. Others can use paid services. Experts do urge taxpayers to enter information correctly and watch out for scams. Be weary of anyone who offers potential fake tax benefits, demands immediate payment, or ask for specific methods of payments like a prepaid debit card. Just be careful out there.
Just be very careful. And if you're going through your taxes and you end up owing a lot, or even if you get a large refund, this is the time to think about your 2024 taxes for next year's filing if you want to adjust your withholding so you don't either get hit with that big surprise or you just want more of your money and not give the government a free loan for a year. Yeah. So, but some people like that big return and take a vacation, whatever.
No, for sure.
It's your money. Do with it what you want.
Yeah. Give it to the government.
Tax-free loan. Yeah. It's great. All right. Our next story. We are going international. Very important story that everybody needs to keep their eye on with Iran retaliating against Israel. Tensions remain high days after Iran's first ever attack against Israel. This is in retaliation for Israel's alleged bombing of an Iranian consulate in Syria earlier this month. The White House is working to keep this conflict from escalating and regional war from spreading. The White House signaled that it hopes to build on the partnerships and urged Israel to think twice before striking back against Iran. U.S. officials say President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. would not participate in any offensive action against Iran. Iran's president, Ibrahim Raisi, claimed Iran had taught Israel a lesson, firing around 350 drones and missiles, and warned that any new adventures against the interests of the Iranian nation would be met with a heavier and regretful response from the Islamic Republic of Iran. Israel said more than 99% of what Iran fired was intercepted with the assistance of the U.S. and others, with just a few missiles getting through, and Israeli airbase did sustain some minor damage. So a lot of players involved here, a lot of officials talking, hoping to de-escalate this, but something we do need to continue to watch over the coming days and weeks. Next up, coming back here stateside, a historic trial starting up today.
That is right. Historic, to say the least. And inside of a New York courtroom this morning, Donald Trump, Manhattan prosecutors, and potential jurors will begin to gather for the first ever felony trial of a former U.S. president. Former President Trump facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to conceal damaging information and unlawful activity from American voters before the 2016 election and after. Specifically, a six-figure payoff to silence an alleged mistress, former adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump continues to deny the affairs and any illegal payments, calling the case politically motivated with a, quote, crooked judge and partisan DA. Now, a list of potential witnesses include Stormy Daniels, Trump's former attorney and fixer convicted on finance charges for paying Daniels, Michael Cohen, Daniels' former attorney, Michael Avenatti, who is now in federal prison for stealing clients' money, and former Trump aide, Hope Hicks, among others. Jury selection begins today, and the trial could last 4 months.
That will be interesting. We are in an election year. I'm sure the former president would rather be out campaigning, getting ready for November, but he will be in that courtroom instead. All right, our final story for 5 on 5 in 5. Let's talk a little football, something that makes all Cincinnatians happy. The Bengals, T. Higgins, speculation still swirling on will he be back? Will he hold out? Will he get traded? Well, he hosted his youth football camp over the weekend. We were able to catch up with him and ask him, does he anticipate being a Bengal in 2024? And he said, we'll see, and he is anticipating being here in Cincinnati. He does love Cincinnati. If Higgins does play for the Bengals under the franchise tag, he would earn just shy of $22 million, but that would not give him the long-term deal he desires. So right now, we wait and see if the Bengals can work something out with him, or if he is traded, or if he ends up holding out. Off-season workouts begin today. We shall see if Higgins does show up for those off-season workouts. Plus one. The WNBA draft tonight, Iowa's Caitlin Clark expected to be the top pick to the Indiana Fever just up the road.
Are you really excited about this as a Indiana person, Stephen?
As an Indiana person. Hoosiers, as we are called. it's exciting for the sport of basketball and particularly women's basketball to really grow the WNBA because for so long, WNBA players, they would go overseas to play in the WNBA offseason where they would make so much more money.
Oh, yeah.
So much more money. So it's exciting that more eyeballs are on it. I think I saw a stat. I might be misremembering it, but I think the Fever had one nationally televised game last year. And was it? How many of it? Like 42 of 43 are now on national
36
TV?
36 of 40.
36
I
of
40. I just got this up because I saw the same thing this morning. And it's just like, that's the Caitlin Clark effect. And that's really like the effect of this class of women. I mean, Caitlin Clark obviously was the most prominent, but it's just been nice to see like all these characters of the game are moving it forward.
Yeah, there are. Angel Reese expected to be a top pick, yeah. And a couple other girls that are just good, fantastic ball players. Is Paige Buckers coming out of UConn? Is she
no,
going back?
So she's taking another year because she's, I mean, she had, I think, 2 ACL tears in the last 4 years for UConn. So she's like, let me.
She's trying to get that natty.
Also, like, she wants to be the number one pick, too. Her and Caitlin Clark have been kind of going back and forth since they were in middle school. So.
And they were on the U19 Team USA together. So they know each other well. So they'll be just fine.
Yes.
They'll be just fine. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
That draft is tonight, of course. We'll, I'm sure, cover that tomorrow morning. And anything else that pops up is on WLWT.com. That's Megan. I'm Steven. We'll see you on your Tuesday.